Good morning. This is Don Lloyd, your storyteller from the Lake Chelan Historical Society at Wooden and Emerson Avenues. Let's talk about historical news items from the Chelan Leader newspaper of 1913. I have categorized these items, compiled by Concy Luna for the 2013 History Notes, into two areas, commercial and general interest, if not gossip. In early January, the C.E. Whaley store, in a rather provocative illustrated ad, announced big new stock just in. Warner's rust-proof corsets, prices from $1 to $3. Then in March, steamboat service on the Columbia started up again, with the steamer Chelan making the initial trip. The river steamer service, faulty and unsatisfactory as it is as compared with what service by rail will be, is nevertheless so much superior to service by stage and freight team of the 40 miles between here and the railroad that we really appreciated it after having been without it. In April, they reported, Great Northern officials announced the construction of a dam and power plant on the Chelan River in Washington to cost more than $10,000. In July, Otto Road being built up the Stehekin by the government. It will continue up the valley as far as Bridge Creek. Also in July, the brick of Whaley's new block is now nearly all on the ground, and as soon as a shipment of lime is received, contractor Don Mathers and his force of men will begin laying the outside walls. With the issue of July 17, the Leader begins its 23rd year. August 14. A plan has been worked out to subdivide the Lord Homestead on the lake shore and will include two east and west running streets. September. Chelan Electric Company reports a large number of electric lights are being installed in the Burnham, Whaley, and Sticker blocks downtown. October. Frank Novotny is preparing to open a 15-cent store somewhere on Wooden Avenue by the 1st of December. He plans to beat the prices of mail-order houses. Sounds sort of like the problem between local merchants and the internet purchasing. Well, in December, the Leader front page wishes Merry Christmas to all our Leader readers. And next time, we'll talk more about the things which may register more as gossip.